It is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, no headlines today, just this, the story that changed everything. That story took place just a little over 2,000 years ago, and it took place in an obscure corner of the Roman Empire. It was something that happened that the world almost entirely missed, and that's that a teenage girl who traveled far from home gave birth in a place where animals slept. There was no royal announcement, there were no trumpets, but the eternal God who spoke universes and galaxies into existence, he arrived among us as a baby who needed his mother's arms to survive the night. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. The one who created oxygen drew his first breath. The one who designed the human heart felt his own beating for the very first time. The author of life became subject to it. Subject to hunger, to cold, to all the vulnerabilities of human flesh. This wasn't a king disguising himself as a peasant for a day. This was the creator becoming the creature. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He didn't come from the temple's inner courts. He came to shepherds. The glory of heaven was announced to the forgotten among society. There's almost something revolutionary about that. Caesar Augustus issued a decree that unknowingly fulfilled ancient prophecy. He thought he was counting his subjects, but God was using him to bring a young couple to Bethlehem, to the city of David, exactly where the prophet Micah said the ruler of Israel would emerge. And the angels, well, they didn't sing of peace or prosperity through political power. They proclaimed peace through a person. The child in the manger would grow to be the man on the cross. The one who would reconcile rebels to their creator, not through that creator overthrowing a political system or a government, but through sacrificing himself. That's what we celebrate today. Not merely a birthday, but a rescue mission. God with us, Emmanuel, because we could never reach him on our own. Every gift exchange this Christmas season, every carol sung, every light strung on every tree points to this one single truth, and that is into our darkness, light has come, and the darkness has not nor will it ever overcome it. So today, as you gather with your family and your friends, or you just sit quietly and reflect on what today means, remember this. This story isn't just history, it's an invitation. The child in the manger is still calling. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. From all of us at Fortis Institute, we wish you a Merry Christmas.